Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Horse God Built, The Untold Story of Secretariat, the World's Greatest Racehorse, by Lawrence Scanlon. Narrated by Joe Barrett. It's like God said, "You just think you've seen horses. I'm going to show you a horse." Then he built Secretariat. Jim Reno, sculptor, Kerrville, Texas. In Equine Images magazine, 1991. Charles learned quickly that working at a racing stable is an unforgettable experience, and it quietly threatened to become a life of oneness with nature and communion with horses, of incurable wonder. Edward Hotaling, on the life of Charles Stewart, 1808 to 1884, a black jockey and trainer from Pocahontas, Virginia, in The Great Black Jockeys, 1999. Prologue. A Horse and His Groom. Secretariat and Shorty Sweat. A man approaches the stallion barn at Claiborne Farm near Paris, Kentucky, intent on one stall where a horse, bright as an orange, shiny as brass, is anxiously circling and examining his new digs. "Hey, Red," the man says to the horse. The late fall day is chilly and bright, as good a day as any for a parting. The horse is Secretariat, and the man his longtime groom, Edward Sweat, though everyone calls this low-muscled man Shorty. Secretariat nickers at the sound of the man's voice, as Eddie has come to expect. They are old friends, almost beyond greetings. The chestnut's eyes soften, and his ears swivel forward to take him in.
"Did you know, Red, you and your daddy's old stall?" Eddie asks the horse. "Bold Ruler lived here. What do you think of that?"
Eddie runs his right hand over the brass nameplate, then falls silent. He looks up and admires the lofty ceilings, the expansive stalls, the wide corridor, how the little 10-stall barn opens to the sky at each end. The place is airy and neat, a fitting home for a fine, fine horse. The first thing the horse had done, once his shipping bandages had been removed from his legs, was to inspect his new apartment, then roll in the straw. Eddie thinks of his two great charges, Riva Ridge and Secretariat, and how different they were in their stalls. He used to call Riva Peahead because of his small cranium. The horse, named after a battle between American and German soldiers in the mountains of Italy in 1945, will go into his stall after an early morning workout, lie down, and fall asleep. If you wanted to brush Riva, you had to get in there before he dozed off. Eddie could have lain down on top of him, knocked down the barn. Riva wouldn't have budged. The horse wanted and got his nap. He had won the Kentucky Derby in 1972, and with that victory came a privilege or two. Secretariat, on the other hand, would sleep standing, facing a corner. Only at night, when quiet had settled over the barn, would he lie down. But he never stretched out. The imperious horse would fold his front legs beneath him and listen, always listen, for strange sounds. And the second he heard one, he was up. Eddie knows all this because he has spent untold hours watching this horse, listening from his cot outside the stall, monitoring his moods and cycles. No need now for such vigilance. It is Sunday, November 11th, 1973. The day marks the end of something, the beginning of something else. Everyone close to the horse feels unbearably sad. Trainer Lucien Laurent was teary-eyed back at Belmont Park in New York when the horse was loaded, and now at Claiborne he is still teary-eyed. Exercise rider Charlie Davis stayed in his bunkhouse bed at Belmont, for he could not bear to watch the horse leave. The horse's owner, Penny Chenery, normally available to the press, declines all interviews. For a long time, she just stands in the barn at Claiborne and stares at her horse. "It's been a rough day for her," Elizabeth Ham, Chenery's secretary, tells a reporter on the scene. "This is the end of a lot of things. This means a big change for a lot of people." Eddie looks stricken at the prospect. He stares intently at the horse with the three white feet and the star and the stripe on his forehead, and the horse returns the gaze, trying to fathom his groom's mood. Eddie knows that a horse, certainly a keenly intelligent and spirited horse such as Secretary,